Yeah. Recorded on the fashionable side of North... God damn
it. Words are hard sometimes. I'm Coolio.
Coolio!
What the hell?
Yeah!
From the fashionable North side of Racine, Wisconsin.
Gonna be one
it's
of those
a
episodes.
Podcast that makes the old girls blush and the young ones squeal. I'm so sick of these. Guys, games and beer!
Yay! That was a horrible intro!
Horrible intro!
Okay, so, Larry, what'd you bring for us tonight?
Beer.
Corona. What beer? Kind of beer?
Good job, Larry.
This is Wisconsin Brewing Company. A golden amber. I thought we'd just go simple here.
It's out of Verona, Wisconsin.
Staying out of Verona. So that's, for those that don't know Wisconsin, that's basically Madison.
It's like bumfuck nowhere. No.
It's like here, because Wisconsin looks like your hand.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. What?
A little further up. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. That's about right.
But without the jizz stains.
Or the hair.
All right. Now, let's see.
Let's get out the black light.
Isn't glacial topography basically is, geological jizz stains?
And their tagline.
Oh my god, yes!
Wow.
Did you just say Wisconsin is basically the jizz stain of Mother Earth?
Yes.
No, Greenland.
Really? Oh god, let's talk about
the
beer.
Okay, well, let's try the beer first.
Alright, wait a minute.
Alright.
Wisconsin means beer, it's part of our history. Part of our heritage, most of our diet. we're building on the legacy with Made in Wisconsin Brewery. So that's taste it, love it.
Okay.
So that's
it. So this is a good old classic lager. Let's see if we love it, gentlemen.
Is me again?
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, that's not bad. It's not the best we've ever had, but it's not the worst.
I'd say.
I think it's good execution.
It's a good lager.
I've had bad lagers.
If it weren't so hoppy, I'd probably be more inclined to go higher.
Yeah, for a lager.
It's
awfully bitter for a lager.
I'm pretty middle of the road on this one.
It's no Falcon Punch.
No.
No.
That's so true. We're not endorsing it, but we're not reviling it.
Okay. No,
overall, they're a good brewery.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They have some very good brews.
All right. This or like a Miller or Budweiser?
Oh, definitely this.
Yeah, I'd take this over a Bud product any fucking day of the week.
All I would take anything over a Bud product.
Like, do you want a revised rating?
Yeah,
do you want a greater than or less than, Larry?
Yeah.
If somebody wants to...
You're in a bar.
I'm drinking right now.
Wisconsin bar. This is on tap or the sort of standard national domestics.
I'd take this.
You know?
Yeah, so I imagine this off of a clean tap would be quite good out of a pint glass.
All right.
I taste iron.
It at least has more characteristics than the standard beer.
Right.
Yeah.
And again, we are in support of beer that has gluten. So,
I love gluten.
Yeah,
I love gluten.
So, like the way you said it, gluten.
Gluten.
Like you're an alien.
Show me this gluten.
Gluten out of 10, did you say?
I did.
All right, I'm going back to burger time on my Game Boy now.
For the rest of the year.
What are we talking about tonight, Rob?
The Game Boy Advance. We're going to talk about our favorite game and our favorite system to play it on. Because there's been several Game Boy Advances and there's several Advance. It is a Game Boy Advance.
It kind of looks like a Game Boy.
Man, for it not having a D, there sure is a lot of D in here, Kevin.
Game Boy Advance. Sorry, yeah. You know what's funny is
time I didn't call you out on it when you said it earlier.
A Game Boy
Advance? I should have let it go the second time. But now we're recording.
Now he's really going to call me out on it.
Yeah. Now he's going to be a douchebag about it.
That's okay.
Hey, that's another D word.
D for douchebag.
This episode brought to you by the letter
That's D. The letter of the day.
Tip to tip.
D.
There's no tip to tip. I don't see JJ.
Alright, so.
Let's start with favorite game. What? And I'm going to tell you that it's hard for me to choose because, like, Game Boy Advance
was been around forever.
That well, too. It's not just that, but it was just a solid machine coming right out of the gate. It was
as was every
day one.
No.
No. The Game
there
Boy
were flaws,
was the very,
and that's why it led
Game
to this.
Boy.
Well, unless you count that 3D one, it was technically.
We're talking wrong. Strictly in the Game Boy Advance.
We're talking strictly about the Game Boy Advance. Yeah, the Game Boy Advance came out of the gate as the strongest handheld of its time.
I disagree with you.
In my opinion.
Really?
Like, what's
are you a Wonder Swan fan?
No.
That was the Wonder Swan.
No, it had one major flaw.
Neo Geo.
It had one major... I loved everything about it, except it had one major flaw that this one corrected.
Oh, the backlight. Yeah.
They added a backlight.
We're going to talk about hardware in the next one. I'll go over some of the hardware revisions, too, because there's been... Is this a revision one or a revision two?
Don't know. I think it's probably
it's
revision
probably one.
Because I bought it pretty quick.
Because
I loved my Game Boy Advance, but I was so frustrated with no backlight.
This is AGS.
I instantly turned it in.
AGS, I might as well just throw that out here. This is AGS 001. This is not a backlit unit. This is a frontlit unit. And later revisions became the 101, which had a backlight, which was just freaking amazing. But still, hell of a lot better than the first version. But
yes, it was.
Game-wise, such a solid machine. I'm really having a hard time isolating it to one, even two games that I really loved. I mean, it just, my God, it constantly amazed me. Constantly amazed me throughout its life.
You mean like Goodwill?
Yes. Like Goodwill, where I find most of my Game Boy Advance stuff. As a matter of fact.
That's true.
Yeah.
Shop Goodwill online.
Pro tip, folks.
Yeah, pro tip. Don't go to Goodwill. Go to another cheap-ass store, because usually they're the ones that have it cheap.
Value Village.
Yeah.
Thank you, yes.
You know, our Value Village never has anything. Is it because you guys are shopping it? What is up with that? No. Our Value...
Hey,
I
I'm
love
local.
Yeah.
No, Value Village is a regional chain.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, ours is the one I'm talking about that never has anything in it.
It's just in Minnesota and a couple other Midwest states.
All right.
Really?
Yeah. There was one in the mall, or in Gurney Mills for a while, too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's kind of a weird place for a Value Village.
Yeah, great games all the time. No, I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
Value Village, for those that don't live anywhere close to here, is basically a Goodwill with another name. It's a secondhand shop.
It's cheaper,
a classier
though.
Thrift.
It's the greatest business.
No, it's not classier.
It's not classier.
It is more hip, though.
They didn't even take anything but cash until like a couple of years ago either. Like, it used to be all cash up until like 3 or 4 years
and
ago.
Somehow making it classier? I don't know.
Yeah,
this is free market finds with Guys Game.
Hey, that's okay. That's what we name it. Okay, so what? If you
quarterback.
No, you got one game. You can only look one game. You get stuck on a desert island. You got your GBA. You get one cartridge.
I'll probably go with the Ogre Battle.
And a shocking outlet.
I really did love that game. Oh, the Tactics Ogre game. Tactics Ogre was really, 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 really good. I really enjoyed it. But I would be really hurting for like everything else that came out. It was just, there's so many good games. Even the racing games are good on it, which... racing game on a handheld? That's crazy.
I'm going to bring up a racing game when we get to it.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah, I'm glad you are, because I could only bring up one.
And...
Well, as always, I never owned a Nintendo system at all until I bought my N64 this year. but if there's anything that always kept me coming to the Game Boys and the Game Boy Advance, and it was Pokemon. So I would just, you know, Pokemon.
Is it your best friend?
Pokemon's always my best friend in a world something something. I don't know if
it must have been. I know it because Travis is saying it to me.
Wow.
And
I can easily keep it going.
Mike, how about it?
I'm like you. I'm stuck between two games.
Well, you get one.
I only get one, though, which fucking sucks because I really want to talk about both games.
No, you get one game.
But if I had to, God, get out of here. Pop in the bubble. But I would have to go, I know this is, it was a Super Nintendo remake, but Link to the Past.
Yeah.
It came out on the Game Boy
Advance. No complaints.
No, yeah,
because,
that's perfectly
because
legit.
Because
what
happened? Because that game,
thank
you could,
you'd
want to play that game on
not
the
only, not only that, you got two games in it, because you also got Four Swords, didn't you?
Yeah, and can I throw out Four Swords? What was everybody's opinion of Four Swords? I kind of thought it was
interesting. I did enjoy it originally when I played it on the GameCube, then I got it for the DS, and it was awesome.
Really? So you did like it?
It grew over time, yeah.
I didn't care for it
that much,
but that's all right.
I never
but
got
that
into
was
it.
A cool thing, too. You got two games instead of one, and you can combine your advanced to play it too, so.
Yeah.
So hopefully there would be another person with me on the island, so then we could play four swords also.
And friends.
But it's not happening.
And play with our two swords.
You're straight out of Desert Island, by definition, by yourself.
We can play four swords. But anyway, Kevin.
Is that like two
I think I'm going to go Final Fantasy V. I mean, yes, of course, it's a remake, it's a port, whatever. But funny thing is, I was thinking about the way to put this. I was going to say it was the first non-emulated encounter I had with that game, but that's false because it would rather be the first non-emulated licensed encounter with the game, because I remember buying the Final Fantasy Anthology back on the PS, the first PlayStation, which was, oh my god, the load times on that, because it was emulated off of a fucking CD, and it was just, oh my, it would literally take seconds for the menu to open. It was terrible. But anyway, yeah, Final Fantasy V was also just, I mean, it was amazing, you know, it was class-based, I mean, it was just incredibly flexible, you know, all sorts of crazy-ass shit, you know, it was interesting to break, unlike most, unlike Final Fantasy VIII, for example, which was just kind of tedious and easy to break, but no, that was, you could do it in an interesting
way. Thank
you
for saying it instead of me.
It was crazy. But, alright, that's what I have to say, Ben. What about you?
Are we talking about Final Fantasy or Game Boy?
I was talking about that particular
It's just a strong, you know.
Okay.
I just digress.
Really roundabout way of saying that.
We're talking about Game Boy Fantasy.
Ah, yes, my Game Boy Fantasy.
Available on DVD and Blu-ray.
I don't remember the full name of it, and Travis is probably going to hate me for it. The Mega Man, was it BattleTech?
Battle Network.
That game was the shit!
Which was my first instinct when I was going to go to.
But I'm so glad Rob went clockwise.
Yeah, Capcom really treated that series like shit. And it's really a shame that they did.
Well, I mean, they did come out with like four or five of them. And they were really good games. It was a mixture of kind of like an action-ish board game. As well as like a deck building. It was an RPG where you built a deck out of chips. And basically you defended the net. As your avatar, and generally you played as Rockman. But you'd you would basically jack yourself into the internet, and yeah, totally just start jacking, and you would fight viruses. And
why would you say jack?
You would blow your load. Yeah, you jack in to the network. Yes.
Yeah, I know. It's just
no,
like the Matrix.
They even had they even had an anime.
But they had four or five of them, and they were really solid games. All of them, any of them were really good, solid places to start.
And you could just get lost in them because it was like, I built this deck, and damn it, I don't know where to go in the storyline because you got to talk to this one random person. It was like, nope, I'm just going to roll out.
The combat was really fun.
I'm going to roll out. Yeah,
thanks to the amazingly tight controls that were on the Game Boy Advance, one of the first handhelds to feature an actually decent control set. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just fun to play.
I have to agree with you on that.
Do you know what the Game Boy Advance is?
Yeah, I have.
It's basically like the original Game Boy was to us.
Is that the one we turned into your mom's? We turned into a Pinkie Poo?
No, that's the one I got. Like, I exchanged it for like three different colors.
Oh.
To like red to blue, or no, from silver to blue to red.
Did I get you the black and silver one? I know I got that for Jim.
This is the father-son talk.
I lost to that.
They are kind of having a father-son.
Oh yeah, that's when they got lost, right?
Yeah, and then we bought a new one. But anyways,
everything is awesome.
No, stop, Larry. Okay.
Jonah doesn't talk much.
Jonah shows up on the show.
Jonah doesn't talk much, and you're fucking it up.
Okay.
That was a father-son moment. I thought the Lego tie-in would be good.
Oh,
all right, enough, Larry.
Fucking it up again.
What's the Game Boy Advance, Jonah?
Okay. You guys are crazy. Because, you know, no one catches all the Pokemon in Pokemon. So why wouldn't you take the chance to catch all the Pokemon and achieve your life goal?
Because you need to have multiple friends that have the same game, and then
you were not bored when Red and Blue came out.
Yeah,
you actually have friends
You were not almost 20.
We had
96 Red and Blue.
You were not 18 years old.
I was obviously 18 years old.
I love how you were like looking at your nails like, obviously I'm 18 years old. Shut up, Kevin.
Yeah, dummy Kevin. What the heck's wrong with you? Obviously can't do math.
Oh my god.
We had awkward silence. Okay,
Travis. I'm gonna have to go with, and it's something that I can get a lot of playtime out of. It's really good. I highly recommend it. And a lot of people kind of glaze over it. It was one of the earliest titles on the Game Boy Advance come out. Advance Wars. And Advance Wars 2.
Like, still play it to this day.
Love that game.
Wait. It's got a very, very devout following, people who like it. But, like, I think a lot of people saw it and kind of glazed over it. And, like, I really think people should...
It was, like, a top hit. I mean, it was.
It's an amazing...
But, yeah, I think modern people might not...
Great.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think good tactics, good gameplay.
Oh, it's completely solid and had a... It's one of the... not one of the first, but it's one of the best... games to have like a demonstration mode where it, you know, basically feeds you how to play. It has really good instructions in it. And it really teaches you how to use the tactics properly, which was kind of rare for tactics games at that time. Really well done. Yeah.
They packed a lot of games.
That's a bulletproof recommendation.
That is brilliant. Yeah. If I was going to talk about that.
I still play that game.
I guess
by the
way. I'm not going to talk about that one. But good call.
Still play it. I literally have played it in the last week.
Yeah.
I love
that's
it that
the reason
much.
I have it on my emulator here. So, Larry,
well, that is a solid choice. I would agree, and it would be in the top 10. But they had some good classic ports on the Game Boy Advance. So, and I would take the Namco Museum.
Pole Position.
Pole Position's Miss Pac-Man, Galaga, Dig Dug.
Damn fine way to play it.
Yep. And it worked really well on that system, so, you know, it's...
You know, and again, because of the tight controls on the the Advance, those games play well on that.
Yeah.
The problem is a lot of the Namco games require a lot of quick movement.
Right.
So you need something with a decent control system on it. You can't...
Not good on an N64.
Because of the controls.
See, and we were narrowing it down to one, but of course the only titles I still have left for it are basically all port titles: Donkey Kong, Burger Time, the Namco Museum.
No, but there's nothing wrong with Burger Time.
Burger Time for the original Game Boy.
It was such a later system that they did port a lot of things over to it.
What?
Well, it was essentially the hardware.
I never owned
a
Nintendo system.
Yeah, Burger Time's like epic. It's like in fact, Darlene's dad, I think, got arrested because he pre-ordered it. It was available on the Atari 2600. He had he had called the store and said, "Hey, can you hold it for me?" And they said yes, and then he drove all the way out there and they didn't have it, and he ended up yelling at them and getting arrested because, you know, he's like 7 feet tall. By the way,
it was weird. They were going up and down ladders. Things were dropping.
Yeah, there were some eggs. There was pepper.
It was really strange.
By the way, just a real quick G2B tip. If you're looking at a girl, she's real pretty, you know, you're into her, check the father first. If he's 7 feet tall, you know, you might want to run.
I don't know. You're alive.
Yeah, I live, but only because I'm slimy.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so, again, nobody brought up any racing games yet. Mario Kart Super Circuit. It was the game that they tweaked specifically for the release of the GBA, and it was a flawless racing game. I mean, it's another Mario Kart game, yes, most definitely. But the game mechanics, the play, top-notch, the graphics were all tweaked to look beautiful on the GBA.
I mean, Mario Kart games in and of themselves are pretty flawless racing games. They're the quintessential kart game.
They really are. But they did a really good job tweaking this for small screen. I mean, they made sure it looked decent on
the big
small
enough,
screen.
Whereas a lot of games had gone with tiny little dinky thing on the screen.
And yeah, at that point you don't get a definition. They made they resized everything large enough so it looked decent on the small screen.
See, what game I liked on the Advance was they actually took... It was Metroid Fusion. Where they actually took Samus out of her power suit and gave her a fusion suit.
Yes.
The controls were so good.
It is spot on, by the way. So, yes. Also, another good solid choice.
It's a really good game. I loved it. I got it one of my first games I got.
I emulated one. So.
That besides Golden
there
Sun.
On the shield.
Yeah. Oh, Golden
there
Sun
are a
all
ton
day.
Of them out
Golden
there
Sun.
For
Golden
Dragons?
I mean,
yes.
But this goes back down to the fact that because by this time, you'd already gone through two generations of
Game Boys. Oh, crosstalk!
You'd already gone through two generations of Game Boys. The Game Boy Original, Game Boy Color, then the Game Boy Advance.
Game Boy Pocket.
That was just a miniature Game Boy.
And then the Game Boy Light, and then
We're talking true hardware changes. So from the Game Boy to the Game Boy Color was the addition of color to the screen, which is, I consider, a hardware change. Mm. And then, again, the Game Boy Advance had the 16-bit processing. It was a much higher resolution screen, better game system, so on and so forth.
It was a good Castlevania on it, too.
Oh, the Castlevania was brilliant on it.
Damn it, there were so many good games!
I know, right? There's a lot of games that I wish I could have gotten.
So let's talk about the hardware end.
And I like the backward compatibility.
Which was also something cool about it.
Yeah, I mean, we're both probably going to end up talking about emulation a little bit, and I will talk about emulation.
Yeah.
It's really hard to pick a best system to run the Game Boy Advance on, because the Game Boy Advance hardware itself is unusual in being actually really good by modern standards. This one, we talked about this a little bit earlier, but there's two versions of this, and one of them is backlit, and that backlit version is really awesome, and honestly, you can't really cry about the frontlit version either. It's not bad at all, but the controls on it are really excellent. So, but in the end, it's a well-emulated system. It's a system that emulators pick up really, really well. I very seldom had any problems in emulation with this game. So one of the systems I play it on is the Retron 5, which I like because you can, fortunately it has the filters to run it full screen and look good. HDMI output, breakaway controllers, you know, you just throw. I wouldn't necessarily play it with this controller. You can program the Retron 5 to use SNES controllers. I'd highly recommend using that or a NES controller for it. But it doesn't have bumpers, so that's a problem. But I think playing on the NVIDIA Shield is probably my favorite right now, just because I can run about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With my parrot and my eye patch and my peg leg. But I do.
That's generally how and I run my Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah. But it's a well-emulated system. I can recommend emulating it, which a lot of systems I don't recommend doing. So yeah, run it on anything you can get it on, honestly, in my opinion. You know, but obviously the SP to me is the king of the hill.
The SP was the cutest of the versions. So
you can carry it in your pocket.
And not damage the screen.
The screen is protected.
The controller can take one hell of a beating. You can do things like I did for my wife and put little sequins on and stuff on it. Sweet. And then just peel it right off and it's fine again, you know?
Right.
It's just...
I have one issue, in my opinion.
God damn it, Larry.
You can't have sex with
we've brought this up before.
We talked about this yesterday.
Hand sizes for adults.
It's a little small.
It's a little small to get your hands in there. It's tolerable.
It is.
It's tolerable. But the other version that was more elongated was actually easier to play.
But no backlight.
Or front light even.
And we're not their target.
But you had a worm light.
I had the worm light.
Everybody got the
worm light. No, but you can hack them and put a backlight on.
Yeah, you could, but everybody bought the damn worm light.
Yeah.
Which was retarded.
Well, you didn't have to buy
it. Oh, come on. It was a book light for your hands. Yeah, exactly what it was. It was just somebody, hey, I can sell this book light for this thing.
Couldn't you
use it? It plugged into the link cable spot.
I thought.
You know, I'm not 100% sure. Is that true?
What?
Some of the accessories from the original?
Some of the accessories were still usable.
Well, I'm talking about the SP. I own a Game Boy Advance and I had one of those lights, and that was the only way you could do it in the fucking dark.
Yeah, I mean, did you have the worm light?
Yeah.
The one with the little curly cue?
Yeah, I had one. No,
I had cheap knockoffs.
Larry comes in to save the day.
Okay, so.
I had to match
GBA. So you said you started with the N64. What do you do your GBA on?
What do I do? Oh, I do it on my phone, my tablet.
All right, Android?
Yeah.
So which emulator are you using?
I use something called John's GBA. He has a Game Boy Color and a Game Boy Advance emulator.
Yeah.
He has free versions, but I paid for his pay versions, because they're just really well done emulators. The controls are well laid out. They're controller compatible with pretty much everything I've tried. So
that's nice.
It's the really, really solid emulation. I haven't run into any problems. Of course, I've only ever played Pokemon games on them.
Yeah, but that's okay.
They still work.
That's all about it.
Because what the hell? If you're gonna pirate 500 games, you might as well pay for the emulator.
No, exactly. No,
right. That's what I'm saying.
That's true.
Are we talking about emulators or just...
No, you can talk about whatever you want.
Play
about
games.
Tell us how you're feeling.
You know, I never really got the SP version. I started off with the old Arctic.
Yes.
You can see everything, the purple see-through one. I had that original one.
Yep,
those were beautiful, actually.
And my mom got me the whole accessory kit where it was the knockoff version, but, it was actually really good.
With the handbag... And the nail polish?
Yes, with everything, all the accessories.
Yes.
I had a covering case for it, like an OtterBox for a Game Boy Advance. It had metal bars in front of it, so if you dropped it on the screen wouldn't take any damage.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's a roll cage for your Game Boy.
Yeah, it was a roll cage.
That's pretty cool.
It's a roll cage for your Game Boy. I also had rechargeable batteries, so I could just I could charge one battery, or otherwise I could charge, if I wasn't playing my Game Boy, I could set my Game Boy down and it would charge on the thing while I wasn't playing it, so I was charging two batteries at the same time.
That brings up another point about the SP. It came with a built-in.
Which is
rechargeable battery.
You gotta remember, though, I didn't have any money at the time. I wasn't even working. My parents, I would ask my parents for an SP, give me an SP. You got a Game Boy Advance, right? Yeah? Does it look the same? Yeah? No. You got a wormhole. You can play it in the dark. I don't care. I did have one of those curly Q.
But that wastes fucking battery.
It did too. It did. Those sucked your battery down.
But
those were incandescent lighting in that. That was not LED lighting in that.
But see, I had the rechargeable battery, so turn it off. Save it. Turn it off. Charge the other battery. Put the new one on, and it came with two.
Kevin, what was yours?
Mr. Rechargeable Battery over here.
My parents were smart.
I went through so many goddamn whatever A-cell batteries were involved.
Two double A's.
So which one did you have?
Double A's? I had, I had the traditional sort of the
classic purple.
Yes, it was purple, right.
Yes, they were purple, the classic purple Game Boy Advance.
I did have a clear purple Game Boy Color way back when, though.
Yeah, but the purple was better.
I was just like, God damn, I can see the fucking electronics, they're so fucking cool.
You can see the magic happening.
Yeah, the magic happening.
But, I unfortunately had a pretty bad, but I did own a Wormblight. Other than that, I don't know, that was a long time. Holy shit, that was a long time ago.
It wasn't that long ago. 14 years.
Not making me feel
half
old.
Of our lives.
14 years ago?
Yeah, I was 11 then.
Yeah, 14 years ago.
Don't do the math.
Yeah, don't ever do the math, dude.
I was 12.
How about you?
All right, so I owned... Well, I didn't. I gleaned or stole from my brothers all of the hardware.
So we had the original solid purple. I still have the iced out blue one. Mm. But like most Game Boys that don't have their rechargeable battery sealed inside, lost the battery cover. So there's that slap of duct tape on the back. But
the little duct tape tab.
Yes.
Which worked with every Game Boy, by the way.
And you fold it over so that you've got a nice pull tab
right,
off
so
of
you
it
could
too.
Get it off. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Wow, that's really thinking ahead.
Yeah.
Except it got a little hot.
Yeah. But currently, my Game Boy Advancing is done on my DS Lite.
Okay, so you're running. No, they don't actually have an emulator. That runs straight on the DS.
Yes,
DS
Lite
runs
straight up on.
Yep. So
I don't have to emulate anything. I'm actually still on real hardware.
So it's backward compatible.
Yes, it has the relevant chips in there.
I don't know. It can't do Game Boy games, though.
Can't do original Game Boy games.
No, but can do Game Boy Advance games.
Yes.
Oh, no.
No, it doesn't go back to the original.
Or Game Boy Color, for that.
No, it is only Game Boy Advance.
Exclusively Game Boy Advance, yes.
Because
they'd stick out, too, like they do.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, what kind of kids, are actually going to have, Game Boy games?
Grandpa, let me play Tetris!
Besides, you know...
Come on, how cool is that?
Thank you very much!
Yeah, us, I think even my old Game Boy's, hidden someplace.
It's like sticking its tongue out at you.
It's a big...
Yeah, the cartridge is half the size of the damn thing. No, wait. Dude, that is...
Dude, really?
How many of those could you fit in an Atari 5200?
A lot!
All of them.
Are we talking about cubics?
Jonah, did you advance at all?
Yeah, I had like a blue one.
You had the classic blue one?
This was the comparison.
I had a blue and a red one.
A red one?
These were cute.
Remember them.
I had a...
We had this conversation.
After a while.
Okay,
yeah, they came.
I remember, I'm like...
The fire red one? Yeah, it was like a shiny red.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was
just like when the Game Boy came out, they had the gold, the green.
Right, right.
They did the same thing with the Game Boy.
Because it originally started off with like teal, purple, and arctic.
Yeah, you never had to deal with the not backlit one. You always had the decent ones.
It's pretty cool.
Back in our day, we had to play in the light.
Yeah, you couldn't turn the lights off. Travis,
that's why we're friends.
So, I mean, like, I have to say, I pretty much made it all the way through every version of the Game Boy. Even before, like...
How many have you dropped, Travis?
Wheeling and dealing? Yeah, a lot. The only thing is, just the Game Boy is bulletproof as shit. So
that's true.
It really is.
They really are.
Yeah, oh my god, I lost the plastic bezel. Oh, it still plays great. half the front cover's missing.
Crack.
Oh, the buttons still work. Great. It works. So good.
No, it wasn't necessarily that
I broke them and I went through them. It was just like, oh, hey, I tried out... Like, I remember... vividly playing Game Boy Advance games. I was like, oh man, Emerald and Ruby and Sapphire are gonna come out. I want to play fucking Pokemon all night, and doing that on the regular Game Boy Advance was tough. So I ended up getting an SP, and then I gamed away on that. It was great. I appreciated it, and for a while I had one of the micros. If anybody remember those.
Yeah, I remember
those. Yeah, no, it's like a release.
It was there are plenty of point releases.
Right? Yeah.
They're legitimately smaller than the palm of your hand. It was like the size of my hand.
Oh, I remember
this,
those.
Pretty much. Even a little smaller than that.
That's crazy.
Well, it was an SP, but just without the screen cover.
It was backlit. The screen was pretty small, but it was very portable. It was really cool, and the battery light, it was rechargeable battery. It was pretty cool. So
I think Nintendo really figured it out once they were like,
it was a pretty
batteries fun. Built in that you just recharge.
Again, yeah. Sega fell on that grenade with the Game Gear.
Yeah.
8 batteries, 2 hours gameplay. And they're D's. They weren't D's.
I think they were C's. No. There was one particular handle that used C cells though.
Yeah, actually, there was.
Well, anything from the 70s,
yeah, right.
You get the Game Gear. You could get a pack that had C-cell
they had a rechargeable battery pack for the Game Gear. That's good.
Yeah, you could.
But you instantly had to buy.
The Lynx felt like it had.
Oh, the Lynx is another one. Yeah.
Oh my God, it had what, 8 batteries? Wait.
Again,
don't worry,
one.
We have one.
Yeah, no worries, we got one. Right.
Yeah, it's
I thought before. It was funny.
So what are you emulating? You're the original hardware guy.
Yes and no. Good pop.
Come on.
Possibly get them all. Oh, there's only two. No, there's six.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the old version. The newer version had them split, but this is the, six AA batteries that'll last you about an hour and a half playing Miss Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Really good version, though.
Hmm. Well, they have a tube TV in them, so...
Yeah, right?
I mean, just the sounds for all...
Exactly.
So much.
No, for me, this is a Game Boy Advance's competition. Now look, it can't fit in your pocket.
Now, to be fair, that was the Game Boy original competition.
Yeah, that was...
All right, Game Boy Color, maybe.
Yeah, probably about the time of Game Boy Color.
Yeah.
But so late 90s?
That's also telling me 9-volt DC, which seems a little much for a handheld.
Yeah, but you can just use any 9-volt adapter.
Yeah,
right.
But if someone was trying to cost you,
that's
right. Nobody on the school.
Nobody tried to steal your Atari
Lynx. You got this at school during recess and they went like, give me that.
Wow,
glad.
It's basically
Rob, don't
axe.
Keep that near your crotch. You're going to get testicular cancer.
Too late. Years of this thing.
Foul right in the kiss.
I grew a third.
Right.
Now, for
I call him Jimmy.
Most of the time I did. So, again, Game Boy Advance was, even by that time, I was already way past that in gaming.
Yeah, fair enough.
Heavy
fair
into computing. Enough. But for emulation-wise, yeah, I'm an Android emulator on it. But My Boy on the Android is also another
really good emulator.
Yeah,
that is
same thing. Works with all the controllers.
Yep.
Like you, I bought it because it was just that good.
Sure.
So, you can pretty much whip any MOGA, the just any generic controller.
PS3 controller.
Yeah, PS3 controller. Anything that'll sync up with your...
Shield.
With your, yeah.
Shield.
Android will work beautifully with my boy. And again,
Hoop and stick.
Plays great. You can do on-screen controls. I'm never really big on on-screen controls on any game.
I hate on-screen
controls. Yeah, I always think that just it just never responds properly.
Yeah, which one?
You there's never no actually with the on-screen controls.
Well, it wasn't that. It's not having the actual controller in your hand.
The on-screen controls work okay if you have a tablet in portrait mode where you're not also putting your fingers and thumbs over the screen you're trying to look
right.
at.
Right, and a lot of the games try to
but
do that, too.
But even so, it still doesn't work as well as having
responsive.
A natural...
No tactile quick.
Those milliseconds count.
But, now, that being said, though,
it's a good effort,
I picked up something really cool. So this was the... So for the GameCube, they had what was called the Game Boy Player. So effectively what this is a piece of hardware you strapped on the back of your Game Boy... I'm sorry, of your GameCube.
Or the bottom.
Yeah.
So it's a strap-on.
It is a strap-on for the GameCube. And the cool thing about this...
Never seen that one before besides on the Super Nintendo.
It really is basically a...
just saying.
A Game Boy Advance hardware stuck on here. I mean, the chipset is the same set they used in the Game Boy Advance.
But the one for the Super NES, obviously, because it came out before the Game Boy Advance existed... Only
yeah,
was
Game
Boy.
This one is compatible with Game Boy Advanced, Game Boy Color, and Game Boy. You can play
well,
them all
I still
on a
thought my Super
and
Game
think
Game
how
Boy
super
the
GameCube controllers are.
Well,
it was the shit so playing
the
Pokemon
Game
on like 20 inches.
No, that is the drawback on it. The Game Boy, the GameCube controllers are not great for playing Game Boy games.
30%.
There was a Japanese.
I was exaggerating.
Yeah,
true.
Yep. There was a Japanese one available that was quite good. That actually, it plugged into the GameCube and gave you the exact controls that
you
had
know
on
what's
your
cool about
GBA.
That too, you could actually plug that in, and then you could plug your Game Boy Advance
into this and
into
use
that,
it as
and
a controller.
You can play it as a controller.
Yes.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah, there's a cable available. That lets you use your Game Boy Advance as a controller for your Wii.
And they came
only
that, that's when they made the connection between
that,
the Game Boy Advance and Pokemon.
No.
Meaningful.
If you had this hardware, everything on there played with the Game Boy Advance as your controller. So that was kind of a cool way of doing that. So it was kind of a cool piece of hardware. So
dead sexy.
The only thing is, again, my complaint with it is that you actually have to load the software in to access the hardware.
They just can't put it on a firmware chip
Exactly. They didn't do that.
I'm sure they could have done it that
way.
They just did not do it.
Right, so you had to have one of those stupid little damn DVD CD things that they had.
Somehow they probably thought in their head this was like copy protection.
It's the hardware. You don't need copy protection.
No, they went with the tiny cartridges, which was kind of neat.
Yes.
It made them easier to store. So they're like, you know what? We're going to go with tiny discs.
They don't seem to be tiny discs.
And then when other systems release big games, we'll have to release 3 discs per game.
Yes.
They're a perfect coaster. I'm not actually going to do it.
Game Boy Advance, not the
perfect
Linux.
Perfect coaster.
Links.
You know when it's meant for a Game Boy Advance cartridge?
How's your battery?
Yeah, if you put it in there correctly, it's not going to stick out like a Game Boy.
Actually it does, dude. Check this out.
No, it totes does.
If you put a Game Boy game in there.
Well, I mean like a Game Boy Advance.
Oh, no, yeah.
Game.
But if you put a Game Boy game in there.
Just like Larry's SD.
Exactly. The shit sticks the fuck out of it.
That seemed like a problem, too. Like, you better hope that you don't ruin your Game Boy games.
This is the Burger Time NES. This is the Burger Time Game Boy.
All right.
You know, they were still pretty small, you know?
Half a decade apart, that made a huge difference back in the 80s.
Well, that doesn't make any sense either. Actual game is?
Come in play, and you get even more reduction in size.
Well, yes, and now let me pull out a micro SD card that's 32 gigabytes.
Yeah, right.
Oh, look, yes.
You mean 128? All right,
so, Rob, besides the links, how do you do your Game Boy Advance?
Burger Time.
It's almost all NVIDIA Shield nowadays.
Nice?
Yeah, pretty much. All right,
which emulator are you using on that?
No. I think it's GBA X. Okay. I like the whole X series, because... It has the letter X on it.
It's very my high school years.
Yes.
Generation X over here.
Yeah, it's Generation X.
What about this system?
We already talked about this earlier.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
I think we talked about it offline.
Your memory's really going.
Yeah, you're slipping.
Evidently, I'm slipping.
But yeah. I think you talked about tripping. Well, maybe you talked about it so poorly it was unmemorable.
No. That could be too. Maybe you were just drunk as pee.
That could be as well.
No, you're right. I just
my pee is drunk.
But anyway, yeah, I mean, playing it on the Retron 5 is an excellent choice. It scales pretty well. I'm pretty impressed with it. Like I said, you know, a lot of people don't like... Like, I hate scan lines. People love scan lines.
Yeah, no, a lot of people
love scan lines. I hate them. I just can't stand it.
I like scan lines.
Scan lines
can you turn them on and off in this?
Yeah.
On the Retron 5. Fuck scan lines.
No, I like scan lines on games filters, that were designed like, yeah, to be on super a TV that had scan lines. Yeah.
You also like eye cancer, apparently.
Yeah, he does like eye cancer.
No, I mean, certain games, when they built this game, it expected that it would be played on a TV that had scan lines.
No, they all played on LCDs. They had them way before everybody else.
Seriously. And so when you put them on an LCD, they look extra blocky.
Yeah.
And they're not very clear.
That's true.
You think you make them clear, but the clarity actually makes them worse.
It's a problem, yeah.
So you put a fake scan line in there, and then it actually makes it look
and
more
then it
clear.
Looks like you're just putting fake scan lines in. But anyway, that's my opinion.
Larry's the guy who uses his Instagram and uses every single filter because he's got to make it look old-timey on his smartphone.
Larry
would get Instagram if it had a scan line filter.
No, I will sometimes blur it a little bit. It depends on the game.
I'm just saying, they designed a game to work on a certain kind of thing, and technology has moved on, but this hasn't. It isn't going to. So sometimes pushing the technology back a little makes some systems and TVs look better than others, too.
Personally, I prefer, especially when I'm doing emulation, rather than emulating a scan line, if you have powerful enough hardware in there, you can run it through a filter to smooth it out, and it makes the
game.
That's
what we're talking about.
I don't like doing this. I don't like the scan line as much as I like running it through a nice filter that smooths everything out.
Like a bomb?
Yes.
Oh. All right. That's
the blur.
All
right.
I think we've killed this subject.
Yeah.
We have killed this subject,
gaming, folks.
But still, the Guys, Games, and Beer crew fully endorses the Game Boy Advance as a retro system that you should play.
Yes.
And also purchasing everything and not anything else.
I personally like playing retro on retro. On retro.
I think...
Larry Hoover
Watch games. Watch game cartridge.
Or he's just old-fashioned.
He does say it that way, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah.
We have a whole episode.
You know what?
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm not going to stop saying it because it's a video game show. And I just accept I say it wrong and I'm moving on.
No, that's fine. It makes my day.
We are good with that.
You're not even foreign. All right, that's it. That said, before the end of this, watch games are best played by people who didn't have to put up with them when it was the only thing you could
put
up with.
When they were on a freaking
watch. Yeah, because we hated them when they were there.
Oh, God, they were horrible. All
right. Thanks for watching Guys, Games, and Beer.
Yes!
Come visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Win free games on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer.